This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pirates game was over yesterday before it even started. As disappointing as it might sound, that is where the season is at this point. Is Mitch Keller the team's number one starter, ace pitcher, all-star, the guy who pitched in the second inning for the National League in the Midsummer Classic, allowed 5 runs in the first inning, multiple runs came around to score, I believe just 4, before there was even an out recorded. Mitch Keller's ERA sat in a pretty good spot at the All-Star break. 3.31 after 7 scoreless innings against Arizona, allowing 1 hit. He did walk 5, but also struck out 4 and threw 99 pitches. Keller's ERA went up to 3.73 after the loss against Cleveland, and for some reason, the Cleveland Guardians own the Pirates. They're the only team at this point that owns any team in Pittsburgh. 6 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs allowed, including 2 home runs, 2 walks, and 1 somewhat frightening number, would you call it? Only 1 strikeout for Mitch Keller, 102 pitches overall that he threw. So Keller hasn't been great over a couple of starts in July. Against the Dodgers, 5 runs allowed, 4 earned, and 5 innings pitched. Did strike out 7 and walked 1. The Arizona start, obviously, as fantastic as it was. Also mixed in a start against Milwaukee in the middle of June where he went 5 innings and gave up 4. There's no denying that Keller's your number one starter still, and that this seems like it's just trending in the same direction that the whole Pirates franchise is. Right now, where you're just continuing to scrap for answers, and nothing, and I mean nothing, is going right. I mean, if you look at this Pirates team right now, is there anything that makes you feel encouraged? I don't think you can say yes with a straight face. When you look at the overall box score, there's 6 rookies in the starting lineup between Henry Davis, Jeter Triolo, Andy Rodriguez, Nick Gonzalez, Leova Pagero. 5 yesterday, 6 counting Quinn Priester as the starting pitcher on Monday, making his MLB debut, and Priester allowed 7 innings in 5 1/3. He went 3 perfect innings with 7 ground ball outs and not a ball leaving the infield in the first 3 innings as Priester looked solid, but overall, man, there is not much to write home about. The Pirates game was over before they batted. The game was over, partly because you know how bad this offense is trending. And if the Buccos are going to allow 5 in 1 inning, especially on consecutive runs and home runs, and it's a good thing that Josh Naylor does not play in the Pirates division. He has absolutely torched this team. 2 home runs yesterday, was a force to be reckoned with on Monday as well. Bo Naylor, a catcher who hits around 215, hit a home run in the first game as well. There's just not much to say. What do you say about the Pirates right now? Connor Joe out in the left. Hooray. Carlos Santana was battling injuries. Andrew McCutchen has battled injuries in the past month or so. They both got hits in the game, but ultimately did not matter. Henry Davis still playing out in right field. I guess you can be encouraged by the fact that Andy Rodriguez is catching and Austin Hedges is not seeing any playing time. Hooray. That should have happened in May. Nick Gonzalez strikes out a lot. He should be your everyday second baseman with Leiver Peguero at short. But, oh yes, Peguero 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts, and has not gotten a hit in the first two games. That he has been back in the major leagues after a brief cup of coffee, played one game last season as an emergency call-up from AA Altoona, and now back in the big leagues for presumably will be a lot longer of a time, and already is on track to be a lot longer of a time. We'll see if he's sent down today. Andy Rodriguez, 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. He went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, including the final out of the game on Monday. Rodriguez, at this point, does not look ready. He's not putting together very consistent at-bats at all. This is a Pirates team built on rookies, built on young players. It needs to be built on young players. Rich Hill, who pitches today, you hope you get 1, 2, probably not. It's likely just 2 more starts out of him before you trade him at the deadline. What can you get for a 43, 44-year-old starting pitcher whose fastball tops out at 88, 89, maybe 90 miles an hour? Maybe you get a back end of the bullpen arm. Maybe you do something what you traded Daniel Vogelbach to the Mets for and got Colin Holderman. He has faltered at times. He's been really victim to the big inning. But if you can do something like that and trade Rich Hill, get a piece, a 25, 26-year-old bullpen guy, I'll take that. Carlos Santana, you should be able to get some type of piece like that as well for him. Or maybe another depth outfield piece. But do you really need a depth outfield piece? Probably not. You're just looking for pitching at this point. The Pirates drafted 7 out of their 8 guys on day 2 of the MLB draft as college arms, with a lot of those guys potentially going to be fast-tracked to try to make it up here, to continue to try to help this bullpen, help the rotation, help just the general pitching in general. PNC Park had 21,600 yesterday. On a weeknight against Cleveland in July, when you break down that number, probably 5, 6, maybe 7,000 were all Cleveland. To the point where the Cleveland Guardians own the Pirates. And they're not good either. The American League Central is crap. Cleveland is 47 and 48. The Pirates now 13 under at 41 and 54. There's only one guy, and he won't play this year, who provides the most hope, who could turn this thing around. And even though he's not an everyday guy, he is the guy that's going to be dependent on to save the Pirates, to save Derek Shelton, if there's no saving him already at this point, but to save Ben Cherington and his job. We'll get to who that is coming up next. I'm Austin Bechtold. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. We'll be back. 937 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.